It's the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica. My name is Veronica Blay. If there was ever a director with more depth when it comes to movies and stories with an impact, Mr. Cyrus Narasta is who I look at. Cyrus is an American-Iranian screenwriter, director, and producer of film and television. He has worked on numerous television series and made-for-TV movies, including The Day Reagan Was Shot, Falcon Crest, Into the West, Infidel, The Stoning of Soraya M, the controversial docudrama, The Path to 9/11. How are you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Veronica. Thanks for having me. Don't forget The Young Messiah. That's a movie I did that I'm very proud of.
Yes, sir. The Young Messiah. Absolutely. Absolutely. One of my absolute favorites, too.
That was 2016, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Young Messiah. I'll make sure I have all this in the credits so that my viewers know exactly everything that you've done.
Thank you. Well, they don't need to know everything, just the ones that I
like. Yes, sir. So how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year to you as well. I wanted to speak to you today. The focus of our conversation today will be on the movie Infidel. Obviously, we can talk about everything else, but the focus is on the movie Infidel. I wanted to find out from you, what can you say about today's social, religious, and political climate that makes you feel that Infidel is an important film to see?
Well, you know, the Middle East has been a region filled with sort of tensions between, you know, the Middle East and the West, between America and Iran and, you know, Israel and other nations in the region. And a lot of it has to do with religion, and it has to do with conflicts that, you know, and tensions that go back maybe, you know, 1,000 years or more. However, it doesn't go away and it's with us. My family is Iranian. Originally, I was born here in the United States, but I lived in Iran. I've traveled to Iran, not lately, because they don't like my movies. The government doesn't like my movies. Mm. Anyway, I think that this story seemed like an opportunity to sort of address some of these issues especially between Iran and America. And one thing I find is that in the Middle East, especially, when you go there, and I've been throughout the Middle East, oftentimes one of the questions you're asked by people you meet is, what religion are you? What is your faith? Do you go to church? And over here in the West, in the United States, talking about religion and the conflict between faiths is kind of like secondary. It's an afterthought. Whereas over there, it's very much at the forefront of many conversations. So I felt that no movie had ever addressed this. And I felt what would be interesting is I've talked to people who've gone to the Middle East. I've talked to Christians and Americans who've gone there and participated in conferences, religious conferences, and they are, you know, asked many questions about Christianity and then about their perception of Islam. And, you know, and a lot of these conversations are very cordial and very, you know, professional and polite, but sometimes they get heated as well. They get into discussing their various beliefs and faiths. And I thought it'd be interesting if something happened out of a conference like that. Because those conferences are very well-meaning. And I think all the participants want to have a good conversation, but there are people who may be watching those conversations who aren't so patient and may take a situation into their own hands. And that's where the tension from the story comes from. So that's a long answer, but anyway.
That's perfect. I was very intrigued. And how did you feel Infidel will be received, and have those predictions that you had prior to creating the film been exactly what you expected?
No, just the opposite. I actually thought, I'm sorry, my computer's making loud notifications, but
That's all right.
If I turn that down, then you won't be able to hear me. But anyway, I expected that the film would be somewhat controversial. I also thought there would be a very negative reaction to the movie because it presents a Christian man at the center of it, portrayed by Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus and you know, in The Passion of the Christ, which was also a controversial movie. Mm-hmm. And usually in the sort of discourse in this country, the sort of elite discourse about movies and literature and art, it's coming from a certain point of view, and that point of view is usually hostile to religion. Mm-hmm. So I anticipated there would be some hostility toward the movie, and I anticipated that we would not get good reviews, but I also believe that there was an audience out there for this movie. Mm-hmm. I was surprised that we got better reviews than I expected. Mm-hmm. There were some hostile reactions, but overall, I think we got some nice reactions to the movie and some reviewers. The only thing I ask of a reviewer is that they approach my movie from sort of trying to understand the point of view of the filmmaker and trying mm-hmm. to comprehend what the filmmaker is trying to accomplish with the film. And what has happened with me on some of my movies is they attack the entire premise of why did you make this film kind of thing, mm-hmm. because they have a hostility toward the subject matter. But that wasn't as pronounced as I expected on this movie. So I'm pleased by that.
Yeah.
And you know, there's also a level of accepting this movie purely on the entertainment thriller mm-hmm. aspect of the movie. This is a very much a thriller and mm-hmm. an exciting movie. And I was hoping that people would also respond to it on that level, and they did. So
yes.
So it's kind of a mixed bag. There were things that surprised me that I expected that didn't happen, and then there are things that I was hoping for that did.
Well, I must say that my husband and I both went and saw the film together, and there was no dry eye in the room.
Really?
We went to the theater. It was a beautiful film. I hadn't heard of your work yet. I had seen The Young Messiah, and you know, a lot of time you watch a movie without thinking of who the producer is. And my husband research a lot of directors, producers, and writers anytime he watches a film. And so when I came across and watched The Young Messiah, and when Infielder came out, I saw that it was also by the same director. And I said, this is interesting. So he requested that we go see it, and we both did, and it was incredible. So I went on, kept on researching. I came across your page, and I said, I need to speak with this man. He is brilliant. So I must give that to you. The movie was incredible. The Young Messiah was great. The Stoning of Soraya M, there's no way you can watch a movie without crying. So thank you for your work. I must say that.
Thank you.
When it comes to Infidel, I know you just mentioned Jim Caviezel. Was he an obvious choice for the lead?
To a certain extent he was, but I wasn't sure. Infidel was made on a tighter budget than, for example, Young Messiah. That was a big budget. And I wasn't sure, honestly, that we could get Jim for this movie or that we could afford him.
Okay.
And Jim is a big actor. And also, he gets approached for a lot of Christian-themed stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't sure. Now, Jim and I had worked together on The Stoning of Soraya M. He played a small part in that. And we had talked about possibly getting together to do something else someday. So he read the script, and he was very enthusiastic about playing the part in Infidel. And so we were able to make it happen. And it was very fortunate. Jim's a terrific actor and very passionate about what he does, very committed. And he helped sort of make this movie better and expand on the character. And he was a great, great addition.
Oh, well, it's good to hear. So what was the most inspiring aspect for you in creating Infidel?
Well, you know, Jim Caviezel, as I said, brought a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first conversations we had before we made the movie was about the scene when he's on this television show.
Yes.
Out of Cairo, that's being broadcast all over the Middle East. And we'd written, you know, the scene, the approach to the scene was fairly similar to the way it is, but Jim said, it's too neutral, it's too safe, what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, at a certain point, he needs to say it. Jesus is God, and he can save you, and he needs to clearly say what he believes.
Mm-hmm.
And what was written there before was too safe, okay? It was too conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim was absolutely right. The character that he was playing needed to be absolutely clear cut in his beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it made the scene better. I think it made
the movie
better. I thought that Jim was wonderful. I had the camera pushing in on him.
Mm-hmm.
He says it. And a lot of people are very moved by that moment. And that was
very.
That was all Jim.
Wow, that is incredible. I remember that scene perfectly. He stood out in the movie so incredibly. Because as soon as he stood up and was walking away and the reporter asked him the question and he answers, and it's like the camera comes straight to his face. And that moment was just so beautiful. And I couldn't hold my tears back, proclaiming who Jesus is, the reason for which he was going to be punished. It was brilliant. Thank you for giving us this flow. I'm going to keep saying thank you throughout this interview because I've just been so blessed by your work, and I can't stop appreciating you and everything that you've given us on the screen. So how has Hollywood reception been of you making movies with a different trend?
Well, it's been okay. I mean, look, what happens, unfortunately, especially in today's world, people get polarized and they pigeonhole you and they say, oh, he's one of those and he's one of those and she's one of these. And what happens is everything gets polarized and gets picked up. So then suddenly you see people on one side wanting to talk to you and wanting to watch your movies and are interested in your work. And then people on the other side say, oh no, he's one of those. So we have to dismiss him and we have to criticize him. But that's just part of the business we're in. It's just part of making movies. I am attracted to certain kinds of stories and I'm going to do them. And I can't sit and worry about who's going to like them or who's not. Mm-hmm. I just have to tell the stories the best way that I can and hope that people will give it a chance.
Well, you are doing exactly that. And I hope that you continue to inspire people to tell the truth the way stories need to be told. So,
I hope so.
What are some of the directors or movies that have shaped you into who you are today as a creative?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I think that, when I was getting interested in movies, I was watching movies and sort of growing up in the late 60s and 70s. And there was a lot of dynamic filmmakers at that time, that I followed. I was a great admirer of the work of David Lean and, Sam Peckinpah. And I liked the big movies, the big scope. But I also like the smaller movies. They're the interior movies, the character-driven movies of Sidney Lumet and John Frankenheimer and others of that time, because they were filmmakers who inspired me. And, today there's a lot of filmmakers that I admire who are working out there. Mel Gibson is one. I think he makes great movies. I think that I like some of Christopher Nolan's work. I like David Fincher's work. So it's a mixed bag of things. And, I think I've reached a stage where what you want to do is find your own voice and you want to find your own expression. And I think I've managed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been around a while. So, finding that voice takes time.
Exactly. That is very true. I'm also a big fan of Mel Gibson, so I was glad you mentioned him. So what are some of the messages that you hope moviegoers and evangelicals alike will get from your body of work?
Well, first and foremost, I want people to go see my movie and be captured by the movie and entertained and to think about, you know, the story and what it has to say, the themes and the ideas. I don't like to beat people over the head with my ideas and themes. I don't like the movie to be a sermon. Mm-hmm. If it turns out that it connects to someone and they feel like it's a sermon, they feel like it spoke to them, that it spoke to their heart, that's great. If they watch it and they say, that was fun, that was entertaining, and then 10 minutes later they forget about it, that's okay too. So, you know, my feeling is people take away from a movie or an experience what they take away from it. Mm-hmm. So I've had people say to me that when they saw The Young Messiah, they were profoundly moved and they felt like it was a sermon, and that's great. And, but I'm not trying to, shall we say, you know, tie my viewers down and say, you must think the way I think. What I'm saying to them is, if this moves you to go in this direction, great. If it just moves you as a piece of entertainment, that's fine too. But sometimes, even in that experience, something drops into someone's mind or heart that they don't let go of. And it may take years and decades for them to sort of revisit the notion of that idea, that thought, that faith. And that's fine. You know, everyone reacts differently.
Yes. And I know that you say you are not trying to pinpoint your ideologies on people. But my question to you is, to the evangelicals, to the Christians, who see your work as a Christian work, you know, anytime someone is looking for a Christian movie, they run to your work. To them, is that a picture that you are trying to paint? When The Passion of the Christ was created, Mel Gibson, for instance, a lot of Christians drew close to the movie and a lot of other people too hated the movie. And it's now attending the Christian community, you have to see The Passion of the Christ or you are not really Christian at all, you know? Right. So is that something that you are trying to create, building a stage where people see your work and say, okay, this is a Christian work?
Well, yeah, that's fine. But that's not my primary motive.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a Christian, okay? I'm a convert. My family is originally Muslim, but not really practicing Muslims. So I'm very much a Christian and I want to connect with that Christian audience. But at the same time, I want to connect with everybody else.
Okay.
Non-Christians as well. I don't want to be one of these Christians who only speaks to the choir. Mm. That's easy.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, we need to speak beyond that. Mm. And so that's important to me, that people can react and respond to the movie, whether they're a faith-driven person or not. See, I don't like the phrase, you haven't used it, but other people often say, use the phrase faith-based movie. It's a faith-based movie. Mm. Faith-based movie. It's just a movie.
Yeah.
When I grew up, we didn't call them faith-based movies or religious movies or Christian movies. I went to see Ten Commandments because it was a movie.
It was a movie.
I went to see Ben-Hur because it was a movie. And I was a child then. And as a child, you get enraptured by a movie and you go on this journey. And I don't want to be told beforehand what kind of movie it is and who's going to see it and who won't see it. It's just a movie.
Mm. 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 I like that. I like that view, not just categorizing what you see and everything. It's incredible. One question that I was asked to ask you by one of my viewers is, and I'm going to read it here. So I noticed a lot of Christians' films aren't on the same level as most mainstream films, both in craftsmanship and truthful storytelling. By contrast, your films are better compared to movies like Ben-Hur and The Passion of the Christ. What is your view on why so many evangelical movies aren't making the kind of impact movies are made to make?
Well, you know, a lot of these Christian movies, we'll call them that, or faith-based movies that are made, I believe are people in the choir preaching to people in the choir.
Okay.
There are Christians who only spend their time with other Christians. They live in a bubble. I live in the real world.
Yes.
Okay. For example, you can say Infidel's a Christian movie, but it's very much in the real world. There's a lot of language. Mm-hmm. There's violence. There's all of those things that a lot of Christians would say is ugly and they want to hide from. My feeling is that Jesus embraced the ugliness. He went into that world. He was not afraid of it. He didn't live in a protective bubble. So a lot of these Christian movies, and are made for the protective bubble. And a lot of them are made on smaller budgets. And also they're made by people who may not have a lot of experience in filmmaking or in storytelling. I've been working in Hollywood for many years. I'm older now. So I learned my craft. Mm-hmm. And some of the movies that I see, they're beating you over the head with the message. And they're trying to have the wonderful scene and the scene of people being sort of professing their faith and their love and everything. And the story doesn't get you there. They haven't earned those moments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
and because it's real life, and real life is not that smooth.
Right. And I think that a lot of times when I'm watching one of these movies that you're talking about, they want to get to the beautiful music and the climax and the satisfaction of the story without going through the steps.
The process
of a dramatic structure that gets us engaged where we believe these moments.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Caviezel is very much in agreement with me. We believe that Christians have to come into the real world.
Mm.
And then the real world has to come to them. So
that is very true.
And so my movies have an edge to them. I mean, The Young Messiah is a very sweet movie. It's a family movie, but it has some very scary moments. And it tries to explore what would the childhood of Jesus have been like.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Now, some people didn't like that because it wasn't straight from the Bible, but my feeling was it's how you do it. If you do it with love and respect and also make it an interesting story that maybe could have happened or might have happened, that's all the difference. So, you know, I think that knowing one's craft is important. And I think connecting with the real world is important for Christian movies.
Well said. There was something that one of my friends always says. He says that if everything that Jesus did was ever written in the Bible would have been one of the biggest books ever. So you writing The Young Messiah could have been exactly how Jesus walked and wasn't written. So right. No need to explain to anyone why it was written the way it was.